So, in fact, you're teaching the Indian women how to wean their children.
Yes, I do, and sometimes there's need for it. For example, if you see a baby of 6 months, 6 months old, and is only fed on mother milk, it is all right, mother milk, but it's not enough at that age. So you have to teach them what to give the baby more solid food and some more vitamin or some different kind of stuff. And then, for example, space to tell them that the mother milk is better than cannon milk or tin milk, powdered milk. See? Mm. Because they think that for the simple reason that the powdered milk or the canned milk is intense and costs so much money, that's better than mother milk. But they cannot correct God's nature, I don't think so. Mm. So you have to tell them that mother milk, in fact, is the best thing for the baby.
Mm. Yes. Yeah? Yes.
And a lot of things, for example, with small babies. When a baby comes in at the moment, I am far enough at the moment, when a baby comes in, or a mother with a baby, I just have a look and I know what the baby is. If it is anemic or not, or if it has any other disease, you can just see at the look of the baby what it is. Mm. And right away, even if the baby is not really clean as it should be, as we are supposed to be outside, but here in those conditions very difficult too, but then still you can see if the baby is well taken care of and if it receives the good food. Just a simple look at it is enough.
Yes. One of the big problems in the north is water, isn't it? Do you have flowing water during winter?
Incidentally, we had running water in the winter here. And in the summer, all winter and summer. Mm. Now, just those two last winters has been frozen outside. There is something we installed ourselves, a hand pump with the pipes underneath the ground, 6 feet, and far down to the creek. And there underneath the creek we digged out a hole about 7 by 8 by 8 and put the well point there in the bottom. And then close everything over with gravel, so that the water will be filtered. And then close everything there over the top, sand, and the water soaks first to the sand, then to the gravel and gets to the well point. Mm. And that means that at that time, not those two last winters, because then we froze for another reason, but we had running water in winter and summer, unless you pump it yourself. Mm. But we pump it upstairs and have four barrels, just gas barrels, empty and clean everything and filled up with water. And then from there, the pipe is going down to the kitchen. So water by gravity, you see?
Yes.
But you have first to pump it out 75 feet from outdoors.
Up to the roof.
Yeah, the roof. Yes. And from there, you have to go down. Mm. It's 3 months' work, by the way.
Yes. Well, at least you do have plenty of fuel here for keeping warm, the trees.
Oh, yes.
The trees grow to the shore edge here.
Yeah, to the shore edge, but we don't cut the trees here around the place. We have to keep them, to keep at least a decent place. And not only that, because if you cut all the wood away here, you get a barren land.
Yes.
An enormous cold.
Well, where do you go for your fuel then, the wood that you cut for fuel?
We go in the wintertime with the dog team. We get it a mile from here in the base. See, between the hills. And that's the best place, and there the wood can grow again
yes,
for so many years.
Yes.
But around here on the place, we want to keep the wood. And I have insisted for all the time I have been here to keep it on the place.
Yeah.
Because if not, you get a barren land. It's impossible to put the tents here just on the barren land. It will blow away with the wind. Unless there is wood and trees, the Indians can stay here. If not, I would say you have to move further and further away all the time.
Do your people have winter tents, as the Eskimos do?
No, they have the same tent for winter and summer.
They don't insulate it?
No, there's no insulation, just simple canvas, tent canvas.
Mm.
And in there they are living winter and summer. Mm. And in the winter when there's a lot of snow, and the snow here in the day can amount to about 12 feet, once I have known, 12 feet snow level. Now, all the time they move the tent higher up, put branches, spruce branches over the snow, mm. Flatten the snow a little bit out, spruce branches over there, and put a tent on top.
Yes. Now, the Eskimos have one tent, and then they have a frame outside that, and then they stuff moss and tundra stuff between that and an outer wall of canvas.
Yeah.
And they keep quite warm that way, I believe.
But the Indians don't do, and in some ways they're lucky too. Because what keeps, for example, the Indians away from disease, especially TB, is the fresh air.
Mm.
And there's another thing too, Indians are living always where there's wood. That means they put plenty of wood in the stove to keep it warm. I don't say it is warm in the winter time because I have been sleeping in the tents too. And when it's 30 or 40 below, it's pretty cold, even with a big sleeping bag.
Yes.
And in there you see, for example, in the evening, the children and the babies, you know, they are just shivering and shivering and trying to get to sleep. It's just cold.
Too cold to sleep.
So go and sleep because they're too tired, but go and sleep, you see. But they have been able to stand that now for so many hundred years, and they are still doing it. Mm-hmm. And another curious fact, and maybe an exceptional fact here on the coast, the has nobody has left Davis Inlet since 57 for TB.
Oh,
nobody.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I think it's up to now the only place on the coast. If you take proportionally, there should be have been here in Davis Inlet quite a few people too. And I think sincerely that it's due to the fact that she got a lot of fresh food here. And that's one of the main reasons.
Fresh food?
Fresh food.
Yes.
That means fresh food, well understand, fresh fish in the summertime and fresh deer meat in the wintertime.
Yes. I noticed a porcupine yesterday was being trimmed and skinned
by
an Indian woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good food. I had it once or twice and you can eat it all up.
Do you get seal meat up here?
Yes, not often. Mm. Because the Indians are not seal hunters, you see.
No. They hunt the deer.
The deer, yes. And any game in the country, especially the deer, and in the summertime, fish.
Yes.
And in the falls, they get the fish to the rice.
Well, do they use flour very much here?
Very much, yes. Yeah, quite a lot. Mm. Quite a lot. To make bread, for example. Not the simple bread as we have with ease, but bread with baking powder.
Yes.
You get...
Bannock, they call
it,
other place.
Yeah. And I have been eating that too, it's all right, but still it is quite heavy.
Sort of dull.
Yeah, yes. Especially when there's no salt in it. As in, it use hardly any salt.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, is there any diversion? Do they? I don't suppose there is any diversion here for them.
All the diversion is here in the mission. All the rest of the guys don't have anything at all. They have, since a few years, I have tried to get a few phonographs for the Indians. And in the beginning, I got a few from outside, from people who send me old phonographs, you know, just charity goods. So I had one here, and I gave the rest away, and they had fun. And later on, when they got a little more money by working for the mission or working for DLE, then they ordered phonographs from the catalogue, you know, things of $20, $25, see? Not too expensive things of $100. Mm. But all right, they have some fun in the tent, see?
Yeah.
And now I have here installed... I have a gift from somebody, one of my old classmates, a tape recorder, and that is usually playing. And I have tried, I have put an old loudspeaker of an old radio, I cut it out, and put it in the other room there, so she can listen in the other room to the tape recorder, see? And I have not ordered yet, but I plan to order a big outdoors loudspeaker. So you put here a tape recorder indoors, the loudspeaker outdoors, and all the village has some music.
It's only
all the distractions they have, you see.
This will be piped music to fish by.
Yeah, that's right. But she don't have anything. She don't have radios, no newspapers, no books, nothing at all.
Mm.
Quite often they're running out of tobacco. It means the only thing they have, would sitting in a tent and do nothing.
Yes.
And the consequence of that, the fact there is no distraction at all, is the bottle, the beer.
Yes. They make their own homebrew, I guess, do they?
Yeah. Mm. But that is one of the main things, too, I have been working on for so many years. For example, or radio or tape recorder and all those things, get them phonographs and things, so that they get something else to do, something else in their mind, and only do nothing.
Mm. It's like the Chinese with opium, isn't it? The this release from a sort of it's not a miserable existence,
but
it's
but
a dull existence.
A dull existence because you have nothing. Nothing special, nothing.
Mm.
And that is the reason that we have been trying now since so many years to get them out of there, out of the bottle, but not by just by forbidding them, but by giving them some positively enhanced that they can do, they're occupied with.
Yes.
Either work, who is psychologically a benefit for them, and when they have a chance with money, let us say that they get a phonograph for it, or any other items they want from the catalogue, whenever there's a possibility for them to get it, I order it for them. Incidentally, I'm ordering always for them because they can ride rain.
Yes. Is there any literature in Naskopi?
No literature.
Mm.
Only the Holy Gospel and the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yes.
and one prayer book.
Do they have any writing of their own, ever?
I never seen any writing here. They have till the old syllabic system. They don't have it now here, but I have seen it in the quite long ago, and still old few old people use it. But I think that it has been brought over from the West, the James Way, for example, in the old time, where all that time the missionaries have taught the Indians how to write and read. So that it's possible that the syllabic system came from, in fact, from white people.
Mm. Well, do they do any carving as the Eskimo people do? Or
in fact, and incidentally, I have a few nice carvings, very good.
And look at them.
Yeah, and oh yes, we'll have a look at it in a moment. And a few stone pipes, means in fact from soapstone, maybe, but a pipe as they used in old time, the Indians.
Where do they get their soapstone from here?
There is behind here, this island, there is on the other side, that you have to go two hours by boat to reach it. There's a point underneath the rocks, just at water level, and there's a big soapstone rock in it.
Okay.
A real big.
Because this is easier to carve with, isn't it?
Yeah, much easier. Because in old times they used another kind of stone to make their pipe from, but it's the only place to get it is in the country far away, and not everywhere, just special places. So they don't have it always at hand.
Mm.
And there's now the saline that they make from soapstone, those pipes. So don't use them anymore, besides an exceptional case, because much easier to get this pipe in the store, you see?
Yes.
Yeah. Or pipes. And once I have, or ask for somebody if he could get old pipes, I got 20 or 25 old pipes. And I boiled them all. I mean, I cleaned them out and disinfected. No, I gave them away to people, and they were all happy. Yeah.
Oh, yes.